Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While astronomers assure us that meteorite impacts are extremely rare, the evidence of them is actually quite common if you know where to look. Jay Huebner, professor of physics at the University of North Florida, explains the connection between an ordinary-looking body of water and some fantastical stories from the historical record.
In 1564, would-be French colonists built a fort on the St. John's River and called it La Caroline. On the 29th of August that year, strange phenomena were observed and later described by the fort commander, René de Launay, in his memoirs. He described a bright white flash, loud noise, and 500 acres of the nearby forest and grassy meadows being burned by fires lasting 3 days. Launay described these events in his memoirs as an unusual lightning flash, saying it incinerated all the birds in the meadows, killed many fish, which the French collected, cooked, and ate, making many of them ill. This would be caused, presumably, by the minerals introduced by the impacting object. 5 days later, the water in the marsh still seemed to be boiling. Now, near where the fort must have been, there is a 1,000-foot diameter round marsh which connects to larger open marshes and the St. John's River. Round marsh has a discernible rim, a signature of impact craters. The committee investigating round marsh thinks it was not lightning that was observed, but a meteor impact. The Timucuans, Native Americans then in the area, pleaded with the French not to shoot their cannon again, suggesting they did not think it was lightning either. One can search on the words Round Marsh Jacksonville on the internet and find directions to and images of this interesting site. It's near Interstate 295 on National Park Service land in Jacksonville, Florida, and is a lovely site to visit.
That was Jay Huebner of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Can't hit you, meteorite. Can't hit you, meteorite.